Hello, hello. This is Mistress Daphne. How does one make a sissy slut? So I have a guy, a girl, who came to me to help her become a sissy slut. She didn't know where to start, so I excitedly told her, yes, I would love to bring her from wearing man's clothes to spreading her sissy legs for anyone to climb between. The very first thing I did was to give her a sissy name. George was simply not going to cut it for a slutty girl. I gave her the name Candy instead. Doesn't candy sound deliciously naughty? I think so too. Then I had to get all that masculine hair off her body. No self-respecting slut would have hairy armpits or hairy legs. I taught Candy how to shave very carefully from bottom to top, using shaving gel, not soap. If you're going to be a proper girl, treat your body gently and lovingly. That includes using a sweet-smelling lotion after you shave so your skin is soft as silk. Just those two things, a name and getting rid of hair, can make an enormous difference in how a girl carries herself. But you and I know there are many other steps to slutdom. One of the last is getting the shoes to lift that sissy to the highest level. She's already got the frilly panties on, the sexy matching bra, the garter belt, and even some ripped stockings, all covered by a fabulous, tight, slut red dress with a slit up to the hip, showing off those newly sexy legs. But shoes, what kind of shoes does a sissy slut wear? Does she wear dancer heels, 8-9-inch clear heels? Or does she wear a pair of red stilettos to match her dress? What about an old pair of heels that make it look like she's been street walking for years? I think any of these would be perfect. Are you ready for me to make you into a sissy slut? I would love to take your ideas and put them into the mix to have you entertaining any guy as soon as possible. This is Mistress Daphne. Have a beautiful day.